Last December, leaders from over 20 progressive and labor organizations, such as the Service Employees International Union and MoveOn.org, coalesced after consulting with the Obama transition team and congressional leaders on how best to fight for an economic stimulus plan that helps out working people. Calling themselves the Campaign for Jobs and Economic Recovery Now, officials have taken to the airwaves and the op-ed pages, hoping to convince reluctant members of Congress to pass such legislation. But according to Brad Woodhouse, president of Americans United for Change, none of that has worked so far.
Many, especially on the Republican side, are stuck in the past, and they're stuck in their own well-worn special interest-driven ideology.
Specifically, Woodhouse criticized Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for suggesting that states should receive loans instead of grants in any stimulus package, and Arizona's John Kyle, who suggested that instead of investments, capital gains and stock dividend taxes should be cut.
You know, for 8 years, Republicans got the chance to try it the way that they wanted to, the tax giveaways to the wealthy and the well-heeled in corporate America, so-called supply-side or trickle-down economics. And look at the state that we're in today.
Nearly every state like Florida is dealing with a budget deficit of some sort. State lawmakers today were voting on a package in Tallahassee to fix a $2.3 billion shortfall. Ohio Democratic Governor Ted Strickland said that he and his fellow governors absolutely need help from the federal government.
If I were to simply flat fund Ohio's government at current dollar levels, I would end up for the 2010-2011 fiscal years with a $7.3 billion deficit. And in order for us to have a balanced budget for 2010 and 2011 without federal assistance, I would have to cut state government spending by 25%, an unthinkable thing to contemplate.
Barbara Soufal is the Assistant Director of Legislation at AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
Phone lines for food stamp assistance are jammed. Lines at unemployment offices snake outside the building. Medicaid rolls are growing as more and more families lose their health care coverage along with their jobs. State and local government budgets are beyond the breaking point at a time when Americans need these services the most.
Josh Bivens is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. He quoted two economists as saying without an effective stimulus package, unemployment, currently at 7.2%, could increase to 11% by the middle of 2010. And Bivens takes exception to some criticism that states shouldn't be getting any type of federal assistance because they've been irresponsible in terms of keeping their own houses in order.
And so the idea that aid to states is somehow just helping them continue with irresponsible behavior, I think that's just flat wrong. States were well prepared for a garden variety recession. We're not in a garden variety recession. We are in what could well be the worst recession since the Great Depression. So I think there's just no reason to withhold this aid to states based on any concerns of that.